Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel touches on a contemporary halacha issue, which I am a young and small person. I have no intention to get involved with a machlokis that is both l'shem shemayim, and unfortunately I think sometimes as well shelo l'shem shemayim. And it's not my place on many, many different levels to be machriya, but I'd like to through all of the shrill part of the controversy, maybe outline for the people who are learning the Daf Yomi, the basic shitas of Mitzitza Bepeh that emerge from our sugya, and then give this the impression that I got from my Rabbein, but of course not at all to be machriya, where much more learned and much older, much greater people have already spoken. The Gemara in Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis tells us that the concept of Mitzitza Bepeh, we violate on Shabbos by having the blood sucked out of the Mila, even though it's an Issur D'oraisa, because of the Sakana that took place. Although it is not clear exactly what the sakana is, there are a few cryptic words in the Rambam. I am not a doctor to speculate exactly what the Rambam is saying, but the Rambam says that the reason why Mitzitza was done is Ad sheyetzei hadam mimekomos rechokim, in order to pull the blood out from other places. In other words, maybe the Rambam is worried about some type of clot, Kadesha lo yavi l'day sakana. And then, of course, we have the halacha that any mo'el that doesn't do it has to be removed because of the sakana. Now, the Shalos Uchuvas Yehuda Yala, who was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, as well as dozens, and I'm not exaggerating, dozens of Shailas and Chuvas. I'm not talking about contemporary Chuvas, but Chuvas from Reb Shlomo Kluger, the Aruch Laner, the Avnei Nezer, the Minchas Elazar, the Maria Sad, also a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, all feel strongly that Mitzitza Bepeh is part of the Mitzvah of Mila itself. Many of these Shailos Uchuvas feel this way. Particularly, the one that is most explicit is in the Chuvas Yehuda Yala in Chelik Aleph Yoredeya Simin Reish Nun Ches. He suggests, I don't understand exactly his argument, but he suggests that there most definitely is two components to Mitzitza Bepeh. One is because of the Sakana, and the other, he says, is that there is a halacha l'moshe misinai that exists outside of the sakana. And that he explains, halacha l'moshe misinai, there he explains, based on inyanim of Kabbalah. It's also quoted, not as far as the Chuvas Yehuda Yala, but the Aruch Laner in his Chuvas Binyan Tzion, in Simin Chav Gimel and Chav Dalid, who describes that our Mishnah makes no mention specifically of Sakana, and he as well suggests that there are two parts, one being Sakana, and number two being the issue of the mitzvah of Mitzitza per se. Finally, in contemporary terms, the Rav Vosner, in the Chuvas Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vav Simin Kuf Memches, as well as Chelek Yud Simin Kuf Samaches, there is an excellent summary of these Mar Mekomos in the Pnini Halacha of the Masifta Gemaris. Rav Vosner tells over that he had an encounter with the Chazon Ish. It's well known that Hasidim, as you could see from the arguments that we've mentioned before, where there's Kabbalah that's at play, the Hasidim were on the forefront of not being mevatel, as to this day, Mitzitza Bepeh, that the Shevet Alevi quoted the Chazon Ish as giving him a Yasher Koach about being makbid to do it specifically Bepeh and not doing it Bekli. And the Lashon of the Chazon Ish that he quotes is striking. that he says, "Litzarenu kvar anu omdim achrei apirtza zo," that it's already become acceptable to use a kli. So it seems like the Chazon Ish was a little bit saddened by the fact that it had stopped, but at the same time, on some level, accepted it. They also quote from the Sefer Halacha b'Mishpacha that there was a time that the Brisker Rav allowed them to use a kli. Of course, we didn't spell out why today there are many who are opposed. Those who are familiar with infectious diseases are much more proficient and much more capable to present this. I am just presenting this as a small Talmud in the sugya. But of course, there are concerns of severe diseases being passed through the saliva of the moel to the child, to the point that some have argued, and it seems to be a discussion within the medical field as well, but some have argued that is extremely dangerous for the child. The question I leave off with is, of course, as all have pointed out, our Gemara is clear that it's a sakana that originally required the mitzitza to be done in the first place, as we saw in the Rambam. Of course, the irony of ironies, that if chas v'chalila, this is a sakana, at least from the perspective of the Gemara, it's the exact reason mitzitza was instituted, was to protect from sakana. So the irony of ironies, if mitzitza b'peh introduces a sakana, as many claim, what a fantastic irony that the sugya started out as a way to protect from sakana, and now it is being insisted to continue in the face of sakana itself. Now, even according to the argument of the Aruch Haner and the Binyan Tzion, as well as the Levush, who in Yardei Reish Samach Vav Siv Bei says in the Mitzitza is an ikra part of the Mila, one could, according to Levush, one could argue it could be fulfilled with a tube as well, even if the Minig Yisrael had reasons al pi Kabbalah. And one could argue even a step further, and that is that at the end of the day, the Gemara said beferish that a moel that put a child in sakana, maviro me'amila, we remove him from doing the mila. So here we go. If we're going to say that there's an inyan mitzitza b'peh, matov manoim, maybe there is mitzitza b'peh. But you can't have a moel that's going to put a child into sakana. So maybe there's two dinim of mitzitza b'peh. One because of sakana, one a kiyum of Kabbalah. But the Gemara said beferish maviro me'amila, that if a moel puts the child into sakana, he has to be removed. So if that would be so, then we would be stuck in a mamanavshach. We would fall into the category of onus rachmana patre. Once the halacha says that a moel cannot put a child into a sakana, if there was a legitimate sakana here, then even if there is a value of mitzitza b'peh, that value, which is an independent value that some argue in the Mishnah, should be overrode by the fact that there is a sakana, and that would make us an onus rachmana patre, even if there was an independent value of mitzitza b'peh outside of using a kli. Of course, a kli would not present the same type of sakana, from what I understand as was described to me, and that might be the best solution. This is just a small Talmud speaking, and his reflections and learning the daf and seeing the quotes from the basic poskim. And of course, all this is a review for those who are learning the daf yomi and to put our sugya in perspective.